Title: Maritime Safety, Haiti Faces the Demands of the U.S. Coast Guard. Note: this opinion refers to the article published in the newspaper Le Nouvelliste Haiti on November 13, 2025, titled Security, Haitian Ports in the Red. The article from Le Nouvelliste reports in detail the measures of the U.S. Coast Guard's injunction to the governments and port authorities of Haiti. We will only mention here that to enforce compliance with the ISPS convention at the Haitian port, the USA uses as a tactical lever the economic interests of ships that transact in Haitian ports before entering directly or indirectly into the USA. All additional measures imposed on incoming ships affect the operating costs of each voyage, thus the revenue of ship owners, owners, operators, charterers, insurers, etc. This, if applicable, may consider bypassing any Haitian port. Below are some details on the requirements of the ISPS convention and the measures that the Haitian government, through the National Port Authority, APN, must adopt to maintain compliance with this convention. In doing so, these measures will help improve maritime security, not only to meet American requirements, but also to make Haitian maritime transport safer for everyone. ISPS and MTSA, what are they? ISPS is the code on the security of ships and port facilities. ISPS, International Ship and Port Facility Security Code. It was proposed by the USA and adopted by the International Maritime Organization, IMO, swiftly after the attacks of September 11, 2001. As a rapid adoption mechanism, the code was included as a chapter of a convention already widely adopted around the world. It is the SOLAS Convention, Safety of Life at Sea, of which the ISPS is Chapter 11.2. Its objective is to establish a framework of cooperation between ships, their interests, ship owners, operators, etc., ports and their interests, national governments, port authorities, port operators, etc., to ensure the protection of ships and port facilities against maritime security threats. A distinction must be made here, in the maritime context, between security, safety in English, which covers all measures to protect life, property, and the environment from risks generated in general working conditions, accidents, falls, fires, shipwrecks, etc., and security, which deals with measures against intentional human origin threats, armed attacks, thefts, stowaways, etc. The MTSA, Maritime Transportation Security Act, is the law by which the United States incorporates the provisions of the ISPS into their national law. Each country that signs the code does the same. The Canadian law is also called MTSA. By the way, what are the requirements of the ESPS code? The code establishes three security levels, commonly called MARSES level. MARSEC 1, Normal Operation Level, Minimal Security. Access control, log of entries and exits of visitors and port personnel, monitoring of operational area, including anchorage and dock, communication. MARSEC 2, additional security measure, responding to a high risk, typically inspection of crew and all incoming and outgoing persons, escorting everywhere on the ship, restricted areas, etc. MARSEC 3, maximum security level corresponding to a probable or imminent risk. Often this includes stopping all shipport interfaces as well as other measures. The code requires a security assessment of the ship and ports, ship port facility security assessment respectively, which includes, among other things, the identification of assets and infrastructures to protect, possible risks, measures to mitigate them, identification of vulnerabilities, etc. Following the security assessment, a ship security plan and a port facility security plan, respectively. Among others, measures to prevent unauthorized access, response measures to risks or security breaches, evacuation procedures, role of port security personnel, shipport interface procedures, security exercises and record keeping, etc. In accordance with the security plan, ships and ports appoint a ship security officer, often the captain, or a senior officer from the company operating it, company security officer, and from the port, port facility security officer. Verification and certification of security by the Maritime Administration or, in its absence, by recognized security organizations, RSO, delegated for this purpose. Security declaration, ship-port exchange, before arrival, ship-port interface, to ensure the same level of security or the measures to be taken in case of a different MARSEC security level. Training of personnel, ship, port, and company, security exercises and records. What should Haiti do? Through the government agency in charge of port security, the APN, security assessment of all port facilities, the Haitian government can delegate a recognized security organization to conduct security assessments and approve the security plans of port facilities. These RSO are often classification societies that ensure compliance and certification of ships from their construction. Examples include American Bureau of Shipping, ABS, from the United States, Bureau Veritas, from France, Lloyd's Register, LR, from Great Britain, etc. The government can invoke the need for technical cooperation, the assistance provided by advanced countries to other countries to upgrade their maritime standards. The IMO and other partners of Haiti, including the USA, can assist. That is why the letter from the US Embassy mentioned that they are aware of the difficulties and are ready to discuss. Development in each facility of a security plan, covering all aspects mentioned in the code. But Parts A and B, appoint a security officer for each port facility responsible for executing the plan. Will it be sufficient? In principle, yes. However, Haiti will remain vulnerable to any unilateral decision by the United States. Another concern is the ability to implement the security plans given the security situation in Haiti. It is worth mentioning, however, that at the time of this publication, the APN already mentions the implementation of measures, including the involvement of the police, armed forces, and private security forces to secure the ports and their surroundings. And then, it didn't take the injunction from the USA to know that among many other challenges, the security of Haitian ports was lacking. Events, armed attacks at the port, and even on ships are documented. However, this is an opportunity to adopt a prevention paradigm rather than a reaction one. Training is at the heart of this vision. Training programs like Port Security Officer exist and they are accessible. The foundation can help address this need in its program. It is also an opportunity to address coastal surveillance. For the safety and security of all fishermen, domestic travelers, and commercial vessels navigating Haitian territorial waters, it is imperative to install a maritime surveillance network, vessel traffic service, radar installations to ensure coastal monitoring. We may be far from that, and even further from operating our own patrol vessels, but that is definitely the direction to take. We also need to increase the inspection capacity of our ports and the ships that transact there. Haiti is not currently part of the Caribbean Memorandum of Understanding on Port State Control, Caribbean MOU. Training maritime inspectors and taking steps to join this regional pact will raise the standard of Haitian ports, making them more attractive to international trade. Ninoki Attenjimis Satin Sign. Ultimately, the security of the supply chain does not depend solely on the ports, but on all interests involved in international trade. It is necessary to ensure that all parties, ports, shipowners, operators, importers, exporters, warehouse operators, land transporters, customs brokers, etc., integrate into a network of institutions, ensuring compliance with safety standards by all members. This mechanism is the CTPAT, Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism, which allows direct collaboration with U.S. Customs, CBP, Customs and Border Protection, to ensure the reliability of each partner in the supply chain. The requirements are high, but it is worth it. We can.